is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. Speaking about water harvesting, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Mohbhatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. During the program, Griha Pravesh of 3 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen was held. The Prime Minister handed over the keys of the houses to 3 lakh beneficiaries of this scheme. The centre extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act AFSPA in 8 districts and 21 police stations in Nagaland for another 6 months starting from April 1, 2025. In a notification, the Ministry of Home Affairs MHA said that Dimapur, Newland, Chumo Kedima, Mon and Kifire have been declared as disturbed area. AFSPA has also been extended to Thirup, Changlang and Longding districts and 3 police station areas in Arunachal Pradesh. The Home Ministry also extended AFSPA to the entire Manipur except the jurisdiction of 13 police stations of 5 districts for six months starting from 1st April 2025. These police stations include Imphal, Wangoi, Bishnupur and Kakching. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 2-day visit to attend the closing ceremony of the Reserve Bank of India's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai from today. The president will reach the city in the evening and she will attend the ceremony tomorrow. Eid ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, will be celebrated in the country today as the moon was sighted last evening. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. President and Vice President have greeted the people on the eve of Eid ul-Fitr. In her message, the President emphasized that this festival reinforces the spirit of brotherhood, cooperation and compassion. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Eid serves as a reminder of the strength drawn from cultural diversity and the common bonds that unite individuals. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated to scattered, light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 4 days. In football, Jamshedpur Football Club defeated Northeast United Football Club by 2-0 at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong to enter the semi-finals of the Indian Super League ISL 2024-25. The Red Miners will face League Shield winners Mohun Bagan Super Giant in the last 4 fixtures, whereas the Highlanders run in the campaign round-offs with this result. And that's the end of this news bulletin.